Busy weekend coming up in the Copper Country, especially for my friend Mike Rose. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Todd. Glad to be
here. Wait a minute. I have to turn on your microphone.
Good morning, Todd. Glad to be here.
It's good to have you here because you have a couple of big events coming up, one of which we want to talk about first of all, and that is the big Keweenaw Brewfest that is coming up on Saturday.
This is our fifth year, and I was glad to be here while you just read the weather and guaranteed me sunny and mid to upper 70s on Saturday. So perfect.
No guarantee in the weather forecast in the Copper Country, but it's looking good at this point, because while I'm up in Calumet doing the sound and announcing for the Heritage Festival, you're going to be having a good time on the Houghton Waterfront. This is still at East Waterfront Park?
We're at the East Houghton Waterfront Park, 1 to 5 on Saturday, and this is our fifth year. We're very excited to reach what I guess I consider to be kind of a milestone in 5 years, and we hope we're as successful this year as last year.
This is a fundraiser for the Keweenaw Community Foundation.
That's correct. They have over 60 endowments under their umbrella that benefit the quality of life within the greater Keweenaw community.
Where does this money go amongst those 60?
Every year we donate the money to different groups within that. Some goes to the UP Wildlife Habitat Fund. We've given money to Camp 911. We've also given money to the foundation for both operations and for their administrative endowment.
So this has become very successful. How much money have you been able to raise?
In the first 4 years, we've very proud that we've been able to donate $70,000 to the community foundation entities.
That's very impressive. Congratulations.
Thank you.
On that. Now, how does this work?
You have to purchase a ticket, $30 if you purchase ahead of time. It's $40 at the gate.
If you have them at the gate.
If we have them at the gate. I'm hopeful that we will, and we'll try to squeeze everyone in. There is a point where we would become too crowded, and the enjoyment would be lost for our customers, so we're very mindful of that. Tickets are available up until the end of the evening at KBC in downtown Houghton. They're available at the Community Foundation through Thursday, and you can also go to k-c-f.org and buy tickets online there with PayPal and pick them up at the gate.
Yeah, and we do have a link to the Community Foundation website up on our QNRReport.com community calendar, so if you want to purchase them that way, you can follow the link, and we have all of the details up there. So I buy my tickets, I do whatever I buy, what do I get, and how do I proceed?
Well, you get to come to one of the largest parties in the Western UP, and we're proud of that. For your ticket, when you come through the gate, you'll pick up a 6-ounce etched Pilsner glass, which is yours to keep, and inside that glass will be 12 wooden nickels. You can walk around to the different vendors, talk to different people about their beer and different styles of beer that they have. And then when you find a beer that you think you would enjoy sampling, you can exchange a wooden nickel for about a 4-ounce sample pour of that beer.
How many different beers will be available?
Well, our poster this year says over 120, but if I had time to add them all up, I'm sure we're probably even into the 150 range. So
that's a lot of different beers. Where do they come from?
Well, they come from all the different breweries around the country. As you're well aware, in the last 5 to 10 years, the craft brew industry has really taken off.
Yes.
We have the KBC beers here, and they have many different beers. And even the bigger names, Budweiser and Coors and different people, have gotten into building craft brews that are part of their lineup as well.
So I get a 4-ounce sample, and that's not enough to get me completely tipsy.
You know, we can't answer that. We encourage responsible drinking, and you know, our event is about tasting and about socializing with people, and we certainly discourage over drinking.
You have food?
We have food available. We have 4 vendors who will provide food for purchase. Carmelita's, the Mexican restaurant from up in Calumet. Pilgrim River Steakhouse down towards the golf course on US 41. And, of course, the Sheldon Grill up on top of the Magnuson Hotel. And then we're very excited this year that Volvers has decided to join us, and they're going to be rolling out a new product, and they will be one of the vendors there too.
What new product are they? Can't say?
I haven't heard them say, so I'll keep it under my hat until they say.
Oh, because this is their 100th anniversary.
Oh, I didn't know that.
This is their 100th anniversary, I believe, this year. And so they're doing some special things, I know.
Well, and I'm very proud to have them here because they're a longtime institution within our community here. And part of this event is it's about the community. The other vendors are local people who have their venues here, their restaurants and that. And really, we want this to be about the Copper Country. So we're glad that they're here especially.
Who helps you put this together? You've got to take some volunteer help.
I do most of the running around in the beginning here and kind of keep things organized and moving. But mainly, I have close to 90 volunteers this year on the day of the event that will help put up tents, take down tents, serve beer to our customers and that. And without those 90 people, this couldn't get done. It's very rewarding. I'll be down there about 8:30 Saturday morning. The event ends at 5, and by about 6:15, we're very proud to say that there aren't any bottles or cans or messes or anything left at the park. It's all cleaned up. So,
do you still need volunteers to help?
We have. Thanks for asking, but we do have enough at this time, and we'll be all meeting down there on Thursday to get their marching orders.
I'm glad to hear that. That's a lot of crew that you have to put together there. Obviously, you need to be 21 to take part in this.
For safety reasons, it's very important to us that everyone inside the gate be 21. Yes, sir.
So, again, how do you get tickets?
Tickets are available at KBC Brew Pub, downtown Houghton. They're also available at 236 Quincy Street, the Keweenaw Community Foundation, or online at k-c-f.org.
And Brewfest coming up at East Waterfront Park, not the west one, the east one, and runs from 1 until 5 o'clock on Saturday. Now, before you get from here to there, you get to go around in like a little teeny car.
Oh, yeah, just for something else to do this week.
Because you weren't busy enough.
Right. We decided to hold a Mini Cooper rendezvous, we're calling it. It's not a race. It's not time and distance. It's a gathering of Mini Coopers. We've reached out 1,500 miles. Keith Riley has been the main individual pushing this and working on this. And we are proud to say we have close to 40 cars coming from as far away as Montana, Texas, Ontario, and states close by, of course. So,
do you have a Mini Cooper?
I have a black top with a mellow yellow Mini Cooper yellow on the bottom. And we're going to meet Friday, and at 10 o'clock we're leaving the SDC parking lots up at Michigan Tech, and we're going to parade through Houghton and Hancock at 10 o'clock. That parade will start sharp at 10 o'clock, and we're hoping everyone will be out on the street and waving and welcoming these different Mini Coopers into our area.
Because there's not exactly a Mini Cooper dealer in the Copper Country.
Well, we have one pretty close, Appleton.
Oh, yeah. That's a long way to go for warranty work there, you know. But they're neat little cars. Are they as fun to drive as they look like?
They are fun to drive, and I encourage anyone to try one if you haven't. I think you'd be pleasantly surprised, and they're extremely economical.
Do you drive yours in the winter?
I choose not to, only because I have a truck and have to plow, and usually up here I'm spend more time plowing than I do cruising the roads.
Don't we all?
Yes.
In the middle of the winter. Well, Mike, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And we have details about the Mini Cooper Rally, and I think a website link posted up on the some kind of link, I think.
KeweenawMiniRendezvous.com.
Yep, I think I did put a link to that up on our KeweenawReport.com calendar, and information about Brewfest up there available as well. Try to find a moment to get a little rest this week. And
I will, Sunday.
A little sleep, and good luck, especially with Brewfest, because that's become such a big fundraiser for our Keweenaw Community Foundation. Jack Frost, thanks very much.
Thank you very much.
Keweenaw's Classic Hits, 97.7 The Wolf.